I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Whoa! 7:06 on this Tuesday, July 14th. Glad you're with us. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. We're waiting Justin Moore jumping back on with us. Had him in probably six weeks. And glad to have him back after he's been in rehab. And what did he say, Roger? 35, he said 31 days.
Yeah, you said it because you were reciting the number that he threw out there when he made the announcement.
Someone said here, you guys, where is that? Talking about, here it goes. I listen every morning. And I have to say, I like this slower, less chaotic version. You guys seem very calm. I said, probably because we're pooped, but thanks for listening regardless. Yes, we are chaotic. That's usually what we do, but maybe where the old gas tank is a little low. I do want to thank Oaklawn Sports and, well, just Oaklawn for sponsoring our summer adventure. That continues today, Roger, as we go down to Dallas and, be a part of the Cowboy organization. You know what's really cool about that? You get to see it tomorrow. Is that Cliff Harris walks around with his gold NFL Hall of Fame jacket on in the building that he helped build. Mm-hmm. It was him and Roger Staubach and Tony Dorsett and Randy White and all those guys. And he walks around, and I feel like, the way I feel like doing it, I feel like I see the young kid or whatever, said, hello, hey, you wouldn't have a job here if not for that sucker with that gold jacket. Salute him. Salute him.
Salute him. Yes.
And so, anyway, it's really cool to have those three winners see the dude. They're getting the trophy, with his gold jacket on. Yeah. I'm telling you, you walk in with the, it's the ultimate. It's like the green jacket for a
guy. It's backstage.
Yeah, it is. It is. So I'm glad you get a chance to see that.
Well,
tomorrow.
Me too. And I'm glad that Cliff finally made it to the Hall of Fame a few years ago. And to see that, yeah, you made the point that had the Cowboys been won the two Super Bowls that the Steelers cheated him out of in the 70s, that maybe they would have had. They still would have had the same amount of Hall of Famers. But maybe it would have been a little sooner for the Cowboys and instead of the Steelers. But just great times back then. And Cliff Harris is such a big part of my youth. How do you guys? 62 years old, and I was 50 when Staubach came, and I was doing fanboy to him for obvious reasons. The people that know, if you're a listener of the show, you know why. But for Cliff Harris, how old was Cliff Harris? He's 73?
Mid-70s, I think.
Okay, yeah. I just want to look at
hard
him.
To believe.
I look older than him, and he is 20 years or 15 years older than I am. But to see that, dude, I got to tell you, you were one of my heroes.
He was Dallas Cowboy royalty,
of course,
number 43.
He sure is.
Changed a lot of the safety position, how hard he would hit. I mean,
you always said it about the Razorbacks, that we don't do a good enough job. That all the sports franchise, I take that back. I don't know all the sports franchises. That most of them that we know do, that celebrate their past players in that. Obviously, if you're a Hall of Famer, you have that. But some other college teams do, embrace some of the old Razorback or some of their old college players and all that, and they do that. We don't do a good enough job for that.
Do you know how many Dallas Cowboys are in the NFL Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
I believe I looked it up. They've got coaches. They've got Landry,
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, and they've got three or four that are what's the Gil Brandt?
Yeah,
And then I think maybe
Schramm,
maybe take Schramm. Brandt, I think maybe
they have to be.
I think the number was 32.
Well, Parcells is in there too, but you don't associate him with the Cowboys.
Same thing, Mike Dick was also a coach at Dallas, and you don't associate him with that. But
you don't, but you could. Or Dan Reeves.
Yeah, I tell you, it would really be cool. Of course, they don't want to spend the money. They've got, when you walk into the lobby of the Star, you see the five Super Bowl trophy. It looks so cool. I'm surprised, what would really be cool is to also do the bust, replicate the bust of the Hall. When you walk, I'm telling you, the coolest thing in the NFL Hall of Fame is you walk in the bust room.
Yeah.
Or the, what do you call it, the head room, I guess. I don't know. But you walk in there and all the bust of all the inductees. And you recognize every person.
Yeah.
Couple things here. One, I wanted our buddy Jeff Gross down in Pine Bluff. He's Mr. Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame. Had a great trivia question. You're king of all trivia. No trivia tonight, Rod?
No trivia, Boudreaux.
This is a good one. All-star game trivia. Who has been selected to the most all-star games all time?
Brooks Robinson.
Good guess. That's a really good guess. Arkansan. What do you think, Roger? And this is according to Jeff.
Okay. According to Jeff, all time Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron is
Willie
correct.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron is correct 25 times.
Wow, do we have any Corkies? Because I want a gift certificate to Corkies.
Yeah, that's very.
That's outstanding on my part.
Very impressive.
And today happens to be the anniversary of his 500th home run.
Very impressive. Couple things. We'll visit with John Daly here coming up, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. We appreciate them sponsoring John next week. You got the British Open, which John is still loved over there. That's really interesting. And John's got to talk about his golf tournament fundraiser with Ken Duke. We'll visit with him about that. Rick Schaefer with Edwards Food Giant, or sponsored by Edwards Food Giant at 8 o'clock. Chuck Gatlin will be coming by. Sheriff Mike Knadel, who's the sheriff of Fordyce, coming up on 2 years since they had the mass shooting down there. And he was the first person that got there and looked the dude in the face. I wish he'd have killed him there on the spot, but I hate to say that. Don't hate to say that. Hate to just throw it out there, but yeah, I wish he'd have done that. I wish he'd have dropped the guy right there. But we'll ask him about that, how that happened. But anyway, it just shows what law enforcement do and all the people coming in to try to pick up the pieces along the way. So that'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. We got a chance yesterday we thought was cool. Christian, we're very weird. We're going to go to the airport in Atlanta yesterday, and we go, we must go by.
We had plenty of time.
And find the scenes, find the locations there in Jonesboro, Georgia. That's where Smokey and the Bandit was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back, and Roger gets out Steve's camera, his phone, and finds Smokey and the Bandit and looks at the moon and sees this old downtown facade. We match it up.
Yep.
Just think, that was 1976. That was like 50-plus years ago. Yep. Right there where Smokey gets to me, where Burt Reynolds gets out.
They first come into
out.
Town with
the course.
With
where
the course.
Where they're loading the course up.
The two buildings right there. The two
Coors?
Coors.
Course beer. What is it?
Coors.
Coors. Cars bear.
But that's where they so make you think it's a Texarkana, but they don't.
Yeah, it is not. That scene anyway. And again, listen, just like in the movie, I was telling David, just like in the movie White Lightning, when he's coming downtown, when he first comes into town after leaving the prison and all that, Burt Reynolds, that is, in White Lightning, he comes around the corner. That is England, Arkansas, but that when he comes around the corner. But then when the camera is in the car and it's looking out, that's Benton. So the editing that goes on is incredible. So I don't know if they did any in Texarkana or something, but the facade and the two buildings that we saw when they first drive up to that warehouse is right there in downtown Jonesboro.
You can see where over the years where they've changed a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. There's a scene where you can see the train station because there's a train tracks right across the street from that street. You can see the train station building is still there.
Well, the favorite thing, Roger, is that we went to another place.
Then we go down the street. There's the scene where when Sheriff Justice and his boy are driving, and they run right under the wire of an 18-wheeler, and the top comes off. So that is, so you got the Coors place, and then on the other end of that street on North Main is where he did that, where that happened, where the top of the car was taken off. But in between that is where Sheriff Justice's horn gets stuck, and the little cop comes up.
Smart aleck cop. I think it's state trooper.
Might be.
It chews him out. I think we got Justin too, by the way.
Oh, very good.
Chews him out, and then he gets up. So Jackie Gleason.
Hold it!
And starts put his finger in. And Roger reenacted it with Steve Qualls. We've got these two guys in shorts. Roger's poking him, reenacting the scene. I'm filming from across the street, and people are stopping, going like, "What's going on over there?"
Yeah. It's the scene where he said, "I would appreciate you not using that type of language with my young son in the car."
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
It was just sort of fun to retrace the steps. And we're the only people that would appreciate.
I don't know if the people across the street from them knew what
they had. No,
because some
idea.
Of it's still not developed.
No, yeah, film history, right?
Where
there.
That scene
exactly
was,
right.
Where the car was, is still wooded.
They should have like all kinds of
they don't
stakes right there just saying this is where Smokey and the Bandit was filmed.
Right. They don't.
Let's bring in our man Justin Moore there, Roger Dodge. You got what you got? You're looking for something?
Well, I was looking for something. I wanted to do this right here. I'll just do this.
Terry, can we get the other monitor, Gemma?
If I had the other monitor, it would.
That's it, right. It would be time to tick. Time's ticking.
There was a long black Cadillac with a trail of flashers blinking. So I stopped at the quick sack, and while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving. Living for one of these days, 'cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from outside days. Just drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Spend a plate of good honey hole. Sunday drive's good for the soul. Put a little slow in your roll or you're going missing. Time's a ticking.
Good morning, JM. Welcome back.
What's up, guys? It's good morning. It's good to be back.
Yeah, great.
How are y'all?
Great to hear your voice coming in loud and clear. Did you get the new tie line? Is that the new tie line number? Is that where I'm?
Look at me.
Yeah. Hey. So yesterday it was crazy. About 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I told Roger, you know, we get prep stuff every day through services. And you were in there, you know, because you had made your announcement at your first concert back in Illinois the other day. And there you go. There's our buddy in there getting listed as a national story.
You made it.
I'm so proud to have made the news.
We're glad to have you back. You know, the last time
we
talked, I think we just said pretty much what you had said. Hey, listen, Justin needs to take some time to focus on his health, and that's where we sort of left it, and that was 4 or 5 weeks ago. And then you've sort of let everybody sort of know what's been going on. So for our audience, it's prime time. Why don't you just give them the story, what you decided to do 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you guys discussed it yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny because it's not funny, but I was thinking man, how you gonna handle this? You know, in the as far as you gonna talk about this, you're not. And I've been really honest with my fan base my entire career, which is one of the reasons that I've had a career in music and a successful one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I thought, I went on stage. Let's see, our first show back was Thursday, and I had no idea how I was gonna handle it. And about 2 or 3 minutes before I did what I did, I decided that's pretty typical of me, just fly by the seat of my pants kind of deal.
Right.
And handled it the way I did. And but yeah, just for those out there listening that maybe didn't see it, hear it, whatever. I let my drinking kind of get out of control. Not kind of, did. And I've drank for 21 years. I was 21 when I first drank, and now I'm 42. So never had an issue until, COVID, as it did a lot of folks, I've learned over the past month and a half or whatever, it screwed me up, man. The stress and the pressure and the anxiety from, you know, worrying about paying my crew and band and all that. It's not an excuse. I'm just telling you what the reasons for me are. And Roger knows, you know, when you go somewhere like I did, you know, you discuss all these things and you kind of figure out the triggers and why and all that. And for me, that was the trigger. And just gotten, you said it last night, Baz, I just got in a vicious cycle that I could not break out of and thought I could do it on my own. And tried that for a while and realized, you know what, that's not working right. very good. Right. So I just came home one night off from off the road and told Kate, I got to go. I got to do something because this is not who I want to be. It's not who I am as a person, and I'm just not happy with myself. And obviously she was very supportive, as were my mom and dad. Everybody was. You guys, everybody at the bus. I mean, it's been overwhelming and humbling how great everybody's been and how supportive. And even, you know, on the road with – I mean, obviously my band and crew and everybody, but the fans, I mean, and I told them the other night, I started saying what you guys played last night, every night on stage. We had three shows back to back to back, and everybody cheered, of course, you know, and I said, look, this is not something to applaud. But I'm going to be better for you guys, the fans, I'm going to try my best to be, better for family, friends, et cetera. But most importantly, my wife and kids, and a better example for my kids in particular and God. So, it's been a strange but really, really good last 36 days. This is my 36th day sober, and 36. And that sounds like nothing in the grand scheme of things, but to me, it's a heck of a lot. Yeah. I feel like myself for the first time in a long time, in a year or more, and I'm actually proud of myself for the first time in a year or two. So, as we discussed last night, I don't know if I specifically answered your question.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah. I think everybody listening knows by now too. I've been doing this 5 years now, which is hard to believe, but, I'm an open book. I mean, I'm happy to answer any questions or, I get more specific or what. I mean, I don't know that I answer specifically, but that's kind of a 10,000 foot view of what's going on and what has been going on, and so I feel great. I'm happy, and I'm super, super thankful to all my family and friends and you guys, as I said earlier, but specifically my wife and kids for being so awesome and being there for me instead of shaming me. I feel ashamed enough as it is, of myself. I'm thrilled to be back, and thank you guys for having me back.
Well, so. I was going to say, too, well said. And second of all, I thought it's interesting, and we're going to let Roger respond, too. Because we didn't know how you might respond. There's no question the best way is to be honest.
Yeah, me either.
Well, the best way, we start with Tommy. The best way is, and I think people out there who listen or who listen to your concerts or you listen to the show, they want honesty. They want, don't you agree, Roger? They want, like, Tommy. You tried a lot of people, and it doesn't do you any good. The other thing, though, Justin, I thought was interesting, your first time on stage, you made the comment to go, hey, listen, I'd like to, since I'm going through this, if I'm going to go through it, love to be able to help, maybe help some others. You know, Roger's done that for a long time and gets a lot of messages every day. Maybe not anything, maybe sometimes Roger talks with somebody. Sometimes it's just the example that you set that, Roger, you do. And that, Justin, I think you've realized you've got a platform and you might be, just like Darren McFadden, you might be able to encourage others to do it too, to help, help them.
Dude, by the way, D-Max sent me a really, really nice voice memo yesterday. It was very kind of him. I look forward to talking to him. Heck, maybe we can do something together along with Raj. And that's definitely my goal. I said that on stage too, and I appreciate you bringing that up. I left that out, but it's my goal from now on. Obviously, set a better example for my kids, as I said. But the Bible says, "To whom much is given, much will be required." I believe that's Psalms. I'll have to look it up. But I did a lot of Bible reading for 5-6 weeks. But So I'm you know, you guys are aware of the charity things that I do, and that I'm gonna try my best to help as many people with this situation from now on as well. So
you know, Rod,
I don't know what that'll look like, but even the guys and gals I was in there with, they're like, man, you have such a platform. Yeah. They actually use that word. You can help so many people, and so I'm gonna do my best to do that. I don't know in what capacity or what that's gonna look like, but I look forward to that in the future as well.
Roger, today we said because you last night you go you hey no I said like 32 you go no 35 and Roger you looked up how
36
many,
today
36 today Roger Roger. You looked at his number. What was your number today?
7,092.
7,092. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, listen, it's one of those things that for the longest time, I think I did remember the days.
So what's the date, Rog? Because I know you can spit it out.
Yeah, that's February 12th, 2007. Yeah. That was the date. I'm February 12th, 2007.
June 8th, 26.
I'm three. Ready? There it is right now.
Well, you know what? I think it's.
There's a lot of people out there that are saying their same date right now as well.
You bet. You know, and I think, too, it's interesting that, you know, Roger, it's nice when you have somebody and you have other people around you like Roger or whoever, DMAC, that been there, done that. Listen, and you're not the only one, yep. You know, and you know, Roger knows exactly what you're going through, know all the 12-step stuff. And you guys were going back and forth about that last night, I thought. Because I've heard Jessica
it's
talk about
it's code talk. It was like CB lingo. We don't know what that means. Yeah. You know, yesterday in the airport.
Oh, you have your own language, Rod.
You do. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. In the airport yesterday, when they call out Zone 8, which is the last zone that we get on the plane, it was Zone 8. And you know me, I'm just trying to have a good time. I go, yeah, Zone 8. Woo! I do that. The lady stopped. She stopped in mid-conversation after I said that. And when I get up there, she goes, sir, are you okay? I went, yeah. She immediately thought I was drunk. She wanted me to I need any help. And I go, no. I said, I looked at her, I said, no. I am 100% sober. I said, I'm just having a good time. I have a sobriety coin in my pocket is what I told her right there. Steve's right beside me. She goes, well, congratulations. She goes, I am sober too.
Yeah,
she gave out her date.
Oh, very cool.
She gave out her
that's
date.
Awesome.
And I said, very good. I said, I'm just excited.
You never know. You never know who is going through the same thing you did. And,
absolutely.
Roger, I think it's interesting because Justin asked you last night, you know, did you go through rehab? And you talked about just like it. But what's interesting about Roger's JM, I forgot about that until he reminded us last night. Your 30 days, you had to do with work. You could not miss work. So you had to work. You had to do your treatment during work.
So I took 2 weeks off. And of course, at that time, you still had, you know, it was a big thing to, I don't know if it was the Family Leave Act or whatever it is that falls under. So I took 2 weeks vacation, and for 2 weeks, I got up in the mornings and cleaned the house, did breakfast, did all that, go to a meeting at noon, and then later on that afternoon, I would go to then come back, do housework, do whatever, and then go to a meeting, then go to Bridgeway. That's where I went, to Bridgeway, for 30 days. My insurance covered it for 30 days. If you've ever seen the movie with Sandra Bullock, 28 days, that's where that comes from, 28 days. And then you coin out is what here's your coin. Well, I coined out because my insurance ran out, and that's
sure.
it. That's what
I mean,
is.
Listen, that's exactly, so not everybody can do it. I think that's a great point.
That's right. So then 2 weeks after that, when I go back to work, I go to work, lunch, went to a meeting. After work, I went to back to Bridgeway and did that for a couple of years to do that, to go to meetings and all that. I'd go to a different town whenever I was working and find out where the meetings were at that point, at that time, and I'd go to a meeting there in Hot Springs or El Dorado or wherever it would be. Now, you're in a different ball game than I am, Justin. Granted that you can go into a meeting anywhere you want to, and you can go into any town that you want to, but your celebrity status might prohibit you from, you know, because you don't want to distract from the meeting itself, let alone from you getting something out of it. So with your connections and all that, there's got to be some sort of celebrity deal that you might be able to do. I do think it's important that you go to a meeting or at least talk to somebody
You got Zoom options and all those things.
Yeah. You can Zoom me.
I do think it's interesting. Yeah, this whole discussion is a little surreal.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's just, you know, we obviously Tommy went through this same kind of thing, but the main thing, Justin, man, you know, we've been concerned too.
Yeah.
You know, we've been able to watch and knew that you were in a cycle of tough stuff there, and when you said, "Hey, I can't do it by myself, Baz, I got to get me some help," I was like, "Man, great! Yeah. That's what you know, we wanted to hear. That's the biggest decision you make, you know."
Yeah, it was. And Rodgewell knows because you know I tried it on my own a handful of times, and you got to go a couple months and then fall off the wagon or whatever. And but you have to, at least for me anyway, and I think this is maybe the case for most, if not all people, until you decide that you're going to do it because you want to do it for yourself. Obviously, you want to do it for your family, et cetera. But unless you want to do it for yourself, at least for me, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
Because I'm terrible about, if you tell me to do something, I ain't going to do it. And if you tell me don't do something, I'm probably going to do it.
Right.
And so it's got to be my idea. And I thank God that he put that on my heart. And Raj can tell you, I'm sure he would agree with me. It's like when I got saved 30 years ago, it's such a weight lifted off of your shoulders.
Yeah.
When you just go, you know what? I'm an alcoholic. I got problems.
Yeah, you bet.
And that's okay. It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
I've learned that over the past, you know, 5 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, words of wisdom there.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to be a part of the show, if you want to send Justin a message, 661-1037, we'll share the messages by text, or we'll read some of them on the air. Yeah. We'll take a break.
It still was 7:15 when you called in.
Oh, I know. You know I had to do that on purpose. I told you that last night.
You're not going
to
be on time. It doesn't matter. Sober or not, you're not going to be on time.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. That's all it is.
That's what he does.
It's good to be back.
It's great to be back.
Feels like home.
That's right. All right, we'll take a break. Come back and visit with our buddy John Daly. 7:32. Don't go away.
For a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part with. This is my dirt."
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the NBA Summer League, the Cavaliers beat the Heat 90-73. Malik Thomas had 35 points. It was his second straight game of 30-plus points in the Las Vegas Summer League. The Cavaliers will play again tomorrow against the Pelicans at 4:30. The World Cup semifinals start today with France versus Spain. They met last in the UEFA semifinals last year, where Spain won 5-4. The two have met only one time ever in the World Cup. That was in 2006 when France won 3-1. France has kept a clean sheet in three straight games, while Spain has allowed just one goal in the World Cup. The game is set to start at 2 o'clock. Coverage will be on Fox. And the MLB All-Star Game is tonight at 7 o'clock. Coverage can also be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
We're facing a 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. But before the storms arrive, we'll hit a high of 90 degrees. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 71. We'll stay out of the 90s tomorrow, an 86-degree high temperature with a 70% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The low rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the summer auto loan special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new, or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to AlcoaCommunityFCU.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walking care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
When you're in your 50s and you're looking for somebody to get with, ain't no new car smell anymore. It's all broke. Ain't no Corvettes out there. Just a bunch of red Cobalts with a brown hood.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss Rodney Carrington.
If you come in my bedroom, there's a CPAP machine, a nebulizer, and a bottle of Campo Fanique on the bedside table.
Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Got some jam there.
Good Lord, it stinks in here. It's too much funk.
Morning Mayhem.
It's nasty.
Morning Mayhem fully assembled for the first time in 6-7 weeks. I like it. I like it a lot. John Daly coming up here in just a second. We'll also visit with Chuck Gatlin, play a little Family Feud. Justin hadn't played Family Feud in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Then we'll have the sheriff of Fordyce come up with Jessica and talk about this being the 2-year mark since what happened in Fordyce with the mass shooting and things that maybe you can do in your community to maybe help things out. Great to have JM back. We've been playing your clips, JM. Your body of work. Not your 14 number ones,
right.
But your body of work. Your body of work on Morning Mayhem is
my Idiocracy.
Yes, it is astounding, as I would say.
It's astounding. And, hey, let me ask you this: when you opened up one of our letters and it had the picture of the three of us, or did you even open it?
I had it hanging up in my room.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
I had the Kate and the kids had sent me some, and y'all were right beside them.
Oh, how about that? I didn't know if maybe you used that. I sent it to you in hopes that if you needed to, you would do like Andy Dufresne and just start digging behind it.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Yeah.
And I didn't know Roger. I sent him books, and I said I didn't know how much time he'd have on his hands. Yeah. So did you have time? And I've sent a bunch of different ones. Was there one book that you actually had time to take a look at and read some? Was it Jordan?
Not as much as I would have liked. Yeah, Jordan one, obviously, I was into. But you sent me a ton, man.
You'll never read them all.
Those for the next 25 years. But that was very kind and generous of you and Raj and everybody, as I said earlier, was awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sent great messages and all that kind of stuff. Raj wrote me a letter, and that was very much appreciated. And you guys don't realize how much that just the small stuff meant. Obviously you didn't have your phone or anything like that. I did get with the criminals in there and got a little contraband that I wasn't supposed to have.
Wait a minute.
I wasn't supposed to have a video anything. Okay. You know, they don't have a TV.
Justin was paying off guys already to get stuff in there.
Listen, yeah, what was what was the money in there? Was it smokes? what were you trading? Autographs? That's pretty cool.
You know what's kind of funny now is you can't really have regular snuff, you know. I mean, you can in your room, and you can outside. So the pouch things you could have, you know, because you swallow them. And so there was a lot of trading off of those things.
No doubt. Well, look at you little outlaw.
Let's bring it out.
Let's go from 36 days sober to Good Boy Vodka, just like that.
Mama, na mama, mama.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Russellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Hit it. Good morning, JD.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, John? Buddy? How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Where are you located this morning?
I did a charity event yesterday in Youngstown, Ohio. That was a good one. We had a blast.
He sounded a little taller on the radio. You sound tired, like we are. We got Justin Moore back on the show, JD, for the first time in 6 weeks after 30 days in rehab. He came out and told his audience there a couple days ago, and glad we got him back. And You've obviously been through some of that yourself, and so obviously Roger's 7,000 days sober, and did want to mention too that this is the week of the British Open. You obviously got some great memories there for yourself on that. Well, maybe not. Sure. Maybe he fell asleep.
Does he have our old tie line address?
Yeah, just you've been gone, Justin. We've changed new tie lines, got all new numbers. How about that?
My tie line itself is still from 1983.
It is.
It works.
It does.
It works.
It sounds clear. It sounds clearer than ever for whatever reason.
Yeah, it does. And we've got new the new addresses behind the curtain that we have. I wonder if that
let's try that now.
Makes a big difference.
Let's see if we got JD working. JD, are you there?
I am here.
We don't know what's going on. We'll try to work through it. You got the British Open this week. Yeah, they still love you over there, man. You got some great memories. Maybe the best? Is that maybe the highlight of your career was winning that tournament?
It was big because, you know, where I won St. Andrews, it was the home of golf.
I think he's in Scotland.
It's on his end. It's on his end.
I don't know. Scotland, you guys sounded pretty clear.
We did. We sounded better in Scotland than we did down at Revsman not long ago.
Justin, you know, we are drive time. We are midday in London as we speak, and we are afternoon drive in Spain.
Yeah, right, Matt, and we loved it when we were in Scotland because it was like doing the midday show. I was like, man, this is easy.
Yeah.
Now, he did, John, we're probably going to have trouble getting him, so he did want me to say that he and Ken Duke have their drive for charity September 22nd through the 23rd at Maumelle Country Club. They've got like 20 teams to go, so you can go to dailyandduke.com to sign up. So that's a fun event. I think I'm emceeing that this year. Again, September 22nd through the 23rd, 20 teams needed at this point, and that's a great event. Ken Duke's a great guy.
Yeah.
And, Roger, the only thing, we played at the oldest golf course, right?
Yeah, Musselburgh.
Musselburgh.
Musselburgh. That was the oldest, and then that where the Open was.
Yeah.
And they moved it out to St. Andrews.
That's right. Let's see. Let's try one more time with JD. Right, one more time.
Johnny.
Man, I've had women hang up on me that many times, but not a radio station.
We're sorry. I don't know. We don't know what the deal is. I just got through mentioning about. Well, forget it. We just got to. Just hey, call him. Just tell him. We'll do it another time.
Justin, do not let this trigger you. You're just triggering me.
Just tell him we'll get him. We'll get him another time. But just there's something going on there. I did think that's interesting, Roger. And I know we got to go to break here. The word trigger.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, I'm curious as somebody who's been through
that.
That's
why I don't watch Scarface. I'm kidding.
And of course, Justin, we sort of laugh at tongue-in-cheek, but it's in all seriousness that, you know, Roger wasn't, drinking was not his issue. It was drugs that were your issue.
Yeah. And, well, that took me away from my family and time and everything like that. And so for me to stay away from all of it, it was just.
And I know he appreciates you bringing that up.
I did. Justin, yesterday we're talking about some stuff and we're talking about your issue and of course, just making it that statement. I think it was a mundane statement like that where I said, and you know, when I was using what I was in, then Baz comes back and goes, yeah, you were using cocaine? I mean, yes, and I'm not proud of it, not happy about it.
But back to the point of the trigger part of it, do you, you know, Justin, you were talking about having those feelings now. Do you want to have another drink?
Yeah.
You know, and Roger's been pretty solid. I said I could bet $1 million, everything I have, that I know that Roger is not going to be tempted to go back. You've crossed that river.
The Rubicon.
You're not going to. And so I was asking with Justin, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's so early in the process.
It's still early.
Or Tommy. Yeah. You know, I sort of felt like with Tommy, there was a chance probably he would still be dealing with it. Some people, Roger, right? You fight it to the day you die.
Absolutely.
You fight that urge to go ahead.
Everybody does.
Get over it and you're not looking back. So.
Well, a lot of people are one day away. I mean, it's just something could happen to make you do something like that. But again, I wasn't. It's easier. I don't know how to say it, but for an alcoholic, there's a liquor store, you know, at every exit. You know, you couldn't buy blow at the blow store. Of course, now you can get weed. You know, you can get weed that way and everything. So and I'm old and tired, and I don't want to wait on dude anymore in the family tree parking lot. I don't want to do that.
Right. Yeah.
But no, it's one of those things where. It is a battle each day. And when I talk to someone that's having an issue, I make sure I let them know that I truly believe that they're a blessing to me when they're talking to me, because that reminds me of where I've been. You're a 30 day. I got a buddy that's listening right now, who is just a little over 90 days. And he was on some really he was suffering from PTSD and some other things that caused him to do these things. And he found, you know, big in church, you know, he was always in church, but he just couldn't get over because of some of the issues that he had, but he fought through it. And I'm very proud of him to be able to do something like that, to get off of those things and the pain medicines that he's on and the alcoholism and all that. And the one thing that you and I both know, JM, is no matter what, we still have all the same issues and everything that we had before.
You got issues?
The bills are still there. The things like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, life.
Don't go away. That's right.
Just life is still there. And we talked about it last night, Justin. It's not one of those things. It's all relative, because the guy out there that is struggling, you know, that's driving the truck right now, he's got issues and he's taking his kids to ball games and all that, and he's worried about certain things, and gas is expensive and groceries are expensive and all those things. You're no different than anybody else when you walk in. We're all on the same level when we walk into an AA meeting.
100%. And as Baz brought up the triggers, everybody has them, you know. Some people handle them better than others. And so, I'm glad that, you know, I've, as they put it, where I went, now I have all the tools in my toolkit. I just they don't do you no good unless you carry it with you and use them. So that's what I'm trying to do.
And you know what? And it's like I said yesterday, and I'll say it again. I don't want to go back, because I don't want to disappoint my wife and family.
Yeah,
that's what grabs me the most. because I don't want to disappoint them. And that's why you wake up, you know, in early recovery easy, thinking that you used in your dreams.
Yeah.
And you are frightened. Well, you are frightened that you didn't do that.
Let me tell you what, no matter what happens this fall, Justin, we're not letting you go back. Now, if it's 2-10, if it's...
It's funny because talking about the triggers, and one of the steps, I forget which it was, you have to list triggers.
Yeah.
And one of the ones I listed was Razorback football. I'm not even making a joke.
No, I know.
Well,
you got a song. That's why we drink.
We got the clip. I just want one. Yeah. Just want one win. All right, don't go away. 7:49 here on Morning Mayhem. And a dollar tucked inside my
shoe. Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart, who's got it, who's playing with it. But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you for life.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you got to do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
At Edwards Food Giant, they know your family is important, and they also know that your time and convenience is as well. So why not take advantage of their heat and eat items in their deli department? Those famous Edwards Food Giant signature dishes with many of the same entrees and recipes that are served daily in the hot bar, all ready to take home and serve to your family tonight. And it can all be found at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is orange chicken for only $7.49 per pound, paired with vegetable fried rice for just $4.99 per pound.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated Therma King windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 50 homeowners will receive promotional pricing, 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. You'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Now have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Let me give you that number again, 1-800-565-1064. Royal also installs insulated vinyl siding, complete roofing systems, and full kitchen remodels. With 30 years in business and more than 30,000 satisfied customers, we manufacture, install, and guarantee our Therma King windows. Call 1-800-565-1064. Remember, Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. 50 homeowners will save with 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Now ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts, and you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase from Royal. Plus a bonus. Call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Zip code and location are important. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 or online at royalwindows.com.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
It's Justin Acri for CertaPro Painters. You know, there's some projects you keep saying, yeah, I'll get to that eventually. That was me with painting. Then I called CertaPro Painters, and honestly, the process was ridiculously easy, professional, on time, and they really care about doing it right. Celebrating America's 250th anniversary, you get $250 off projects of $2,500 or more when you schedule by July 10th. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. So if your home or office could use a refresh, let freedom and fresh paint ring.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
Mayhem and up mono. Mayhem and up mono.
I recognize this song.
What is it?
I can but play you blow. You've been missing that, Justin.
It always starts with butt with you.
I could blood blade a blown.
Some messages here. Someone said, you guys said sober and John Daly hung up. Someone said, please tell Justin that I've debated cutting out drinking for years. I'm a father of three and a medical professional. I didn't drink yesterday, and I'm not going to drink tonight either. Just hearing his announcement motivated me. There you
good
go.
Job. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Someone says here, is Justin still going to get after the Arkansas football team? I think he will.
I think he will. Probably more so now.
someone says here, I think this talk has reached me. It's time to take a look inward and seek help. I will start my journey to be sober from my addiction to Morning Mayhem. No, you don't. That's one addiction that you are going to keep. Let's see here. It's okay not to be okay. Yeah. Heck of a line right there. I think that's great. Yeah. Someone says, awesome to have Justin back on the show. I'm glad he's sober and happy. I struggle every day with my drinking, and I'm trying to get sober as well. It's very hard. I just can't break the cycle for some reason.
I know the feeling.
That's Nate, Northeast Arkansas. Yeah, you know.
Hang in there, brother.
Yeah, I think Roger and Justin, you know, that there's tons of people. I mean, every day. I mean, there's thousands of people probably listening to the show that are dealing with it. And Roger, the best thing, would you call a center and just go, I need help, or call a counselor?
No doubt. Absolutely. And tell a buddy. Tell a friend.
Yeah,
no. I've got friends that I've tried to talk to before that they, you know, their friends don't know. Shampoo don't know. But if you've got a friend that you need to tell, if they don't support you, that's not your friend.
Yeah.
That's not your buddy.
Yeah.
Now, some of them don't want you to stop drinking because you're gonna take it away from them as well.
Here's one that says, you're the man, Justin. Keep it up, brother. You're there with a good family and people and good support.
You.
We all pray for you. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for all the messages. We'll go come back and visit with Rick Schaefer. We got the All-Star game tonight. Hard to believe, Justin. I mean, it was on Netflix. The Home Run Derby was like, I didn't even know what was going on last night. It was on Netflix and just missed it. And then half the All-Stars are not playing tonight. So we'll get those details from Rick Schaefer. So if you want to be a part of the show,
yeah. I've never been more out of the loop on anything going on.
But there's not much. This is actually a slow time other than, you know, the World Cup today. We're out of that. I know that was all happening while you were gone. We had a little bit. We got a little bit of life in that for a while. All right, do not go away. Morning Mayhem fully assembled again. 8 o'clock.
Clint Turner here for Low T Center. Y'all, look, this July, Low T Center is celebrating America's 250th anniversary with a 250 for 250 event. And here's how it starts. Start with a free T test at your local Low T Center clinic.